Election 2024 on News Talk.
Well, I'm delighted to welcome now the victorious winner of that final seat in Dublin Central, Labour's Senator, now Deputy, Mary Sherlock. Mary, you must be ecstatic.
Well, look, I think we're very relieved and we are thrilled, Ivan, to have taken the seat. Look, you know, this is a vindication of the work that we have been doing on the ground over the last 4 years. It's a vindication of I think, the party and our enormous work in terms of, you know, very clearly calling out that we have to have change. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think anybody who hasn't been looking at the constituency seriously would probably say this is a kind of a shock result. But we don't believe that that's the case. There was many people who wrote us off, I think, including yourself, Ivan. But anyway, we won't hold that against you. But the reality is that, like, we've been working extremely hard on the ground and always believed that we were a real threat, to the final shake-up. And I'm absolutely thrilled now to be elected as a TD for Dublin Central.
Well, congratulations. And it was clearly on transfers. Tell us a little bit about the drama of the count. After the first count, were you confident? What way did you read it?
Well, I think after the first count, it was very clear that because I was in then fifth position and Gerard Hutch was just ahead of me, that, like, it was obviously going to boil down to the two of us. And the reality is that, I think ultimately it was a number of key factors: Ona Kenavon's transfers, Gary Gannon, and then outgoing TD Nessa Horrigan and Mary Fitzpatrick. They really, ensured, got me over the line. But, you know, at the end of the day, we always knew that we were going to get, or always believed that we would get, a good, strong preference vote, and that ultimately that our transfers would come from right across the board, right across the constituency, because of a reflection of the huge effort we have put in. And it's not just my effort, but enormous team effort within Dublin Central over the last few years.
Now, the vote for Gerry Hutch, for people outside of Dublin Central, would think it almost incredulous, would do so well.
Well, look, I think at the end of the day, it's up to anybody to put themselves forward for election. And that is what happened in Dublin Central. And, you know, but the reality is that I have been elected as a TD now and not Gerard Hutch in Dublin Central. And I suppose the thing is that this is the beauty of democracy, that anybody can put themselves forward, and it's up to the electorate to decide who they want to represent them in Dáil Éireann.
And do you think the media gave him a celebrity status that effectively was free marketing?
Well, now, I have been, I suppose, privately very critical over the last 3 weeks because, I felt there was an element of people not even bothering to look at what was actually going on in the constituency in terms of our own work rate. So, you know, many analyses didn't even include us as being a potential threat. But secondly, then, you know, there was, I do believe, a disproportionate amount of publicity going to what I might call celebrity candidates, of which Gerard Hutch was one. But there was, you know,
Claire Daly was another. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the reality is that, you know, voters, and we have to give voters credit, you know, they know who's going to represent their communities. They know who's going to actually speak out. And my politics has always been not just about shouting from the sidelines, but going in there and delivering on both a small and a larger scale, depending on the size of the issue. But not just shouting from the sidelines, but a real determination to fix the issue and to also have a vision for how our city and our country should be run.
Two background questions. The name Sherlock, I was in the Dáil with Joe, and I've known and interviewed many times Sean. What is the family connection, or any?
So Joe was my uncle and Sean is my first cousin. And I suppose I'm, you know, thrilled that my parents are here today. It's quite an emotional day for my dad. There was a Sherlock name in the ballot paper since 1967. So this is the first general election in Cork East where Sherlock isn't on the ballot paper. But certainly my father, beyond thrilled that I'm running here in Dublin. Dublin's been my home now for 24 years. And Dublin Central, of course, is the great melting pot, one of the most diverse constituencies in the country. So delighted to be continuing that proud family tradition.
Okay, and a very proud day for the Sherlock family, especially as Sean has stepped away from politics. So Joe Costello was there in my day in Central, and there has always been a Labour tradition. Have you had to rebuild the organisation, and what part of the constituency are you strongest in?
So Joe Costello, obviously over 40 years, has had an incredible tradition of enormous work in Dublin Central, and, you know, lost his seat in 2016. And, you know, effectively, I became elected in 2019 and had to effectively rebuild the constituency. And indeed, I've been very fortunate to receive support from Joe. But there's a whole new generation of people there now, effectively leading the constituency. And you know, it's not just about me today. It's the many, many, many people who have given countless hours, day and night, to ensuring that we would take a seat today. And for that, I am enormously grateful.
Finally, looking forward to the next few years, do you think the Labour Party is best served in opposition? Sock Dems have had considerable wins. Sinn Féin are claiming victory. What's your outlook, both in terms of the left and in terms of the level of deprivation in Dublin Central? What would you like to achieve?
Well, I think just in terms of the reality in Dublin Central is that we cannot continue the way we are. In terms of when you look at the huge scale of housing need, and even those in social housing and the shocking conditions that some have to live in, but also in terms of the huge absence of childcare and our call for public childcare system. So I'm absolutely determined that while I've, you know, made some impact as a senator over the last few years, that I would make an even bigger impact as a TD, and that work starts Monday morning. With regards to the Labour Party, you know, we are thrilled that we're making a number of gains today. I understand Mark Wall is looking good in Kildare South. Rob O'Donoghue, obviously in Fingal, is it East, and there may be gains, and Ciarán Ahern in Dublin Southwest. And so, you know, that we're making gains today is a fantastic vindication of the work we've been doing. And with regards to the Labour Party, has always been, you know, a party that wants to go into government, not content to shout from the sidelines, but going in to actually make real change. But we'll have to look at the numbers now. We've been very clear, you know, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been treating the whole conversation about coalition government like a three-handed reel, one steps out and another steps in. And I'm crystal clear, and our party leader's been crystal clear, that we will not be going in to make up the numbers. We want to form a common platform post-election with the other parties that we share values with. And then we can go in and see if a deal can be done or not. But the starting point has to be a conversation with those other smaller parties.
Okay, no longer Senator, now TD, Deputy Mary Sherlock. Congratulations. We wish you a long and successful tenure in Dáil Éireann.
Thank you.
Election 2024 on News Talk.